Yeah, it's a leave of absence from the organization with no timetable set for a return for the Orioles pitching coach, Rick Adair. It is pretty much out of the blue, maybe some rumblings in the past that even yesterday, maybe a rumor or two, but pretty shocking this happens today at this stage of the game with about a quarter of the season to go.
Is there a sense that he may not come back? This is the start of possibly replacing Rick Adair's pitching coach?
It's really hard to say because you don't know the motives behind this, whether it is a quiet firing, whether this is truly a personal matter. This is the second time in the last 3 years Buck Showalter's had to replace a pitching coach. Oddly enough, someone he brought in on his own his first full season, Mark Connor, who's been his right-hand man for a long time, kind of quit on the team in the middle of the season. They replaced him, but then bullpen coach Rick Adair had his magical season last year and got really impressive pitcher results considering the talent that they had there. And this year, it's been a mixed bag. I would say right now, the starting rotation is probably stronger than it's been in a long, long time. And the bullpen obviously has a lot of low ERAs and a lot of proven commodities, but they've fallen on hard times. So it could be anything from Buck making a move to Rick Adair having truly a personal off-the-field matter.
And we'll find out what that is at some point. In terms of Bill Castro, who becomes the new pitching coach, what can you tell us about him?
Well, he's been the Orioles bullpen coach all year. He works closely with the pitchers, as it is, especially the relief pitchers, and that make fans chuckle a bit. To me, this is the easy move. It rattles the boat the least, which is probably what you want with a quarter of the season to go. And then, you know, there are other options in the organization, AAA pitching coach Mike Griffin, who they love a lot, former Oriole, and also Rick Peterson, who's in the organization, who's been a longtime Major League pitching coach. But to me, this is the guy they're most familiar with, and it was probably the easiest move. I think there are some fans who are going to consider this, Rob, as being kind of the John Harbaugh, Cam Cameron firing with 3 weeks to go. It's hard to say it's that until you hear the words firing, but it is odd, the timing of it. And, of course, we know what happened with the Ravens after they fired Cam Cameron and replaced him with Jim Caldwell. To me, it's hard to say that because you don't really know it's a firing at all, but the timing is pretty provocative, and it would be almost the same exact point in the season as the Ravens found a new offensive coordinator, I should say.